Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 10:38 in the morning. I am Lynn Hayes Freeland. You are listening to KDKA 1020. You know, we have thousands of furloughed workers. We have thousands of workers, federal government workers, that are not getting paid. And right now, there's no end in sight. Now, if the shutdown doesn't end by midnight tonight, these workers will now miss yet another paycheck. So what do you do? How do you handle your debts when you're simply not getting paid through no fault of your own? Well, Heather Murray is the manager of community programs for Advantage Credit Counseling Services. And Heather, welcome.
Hi, Lynn. Thanks for having me.
Indeed. So, Heather, I mean, I'm guessing this is kind of a common situation because there are so many people who right now are not getting paid.
Right, and it's becoming a real problem because, as you said, you know, they are most likely going to miss another paycheck, so that'll be a whole month probably without a pay period for them.
Now, you know, it's kind of, I said this jokingly at the beginning of the show, but, you know, we've all seen the skit or heard, you know, the phone rings, you answer the phone, you say hello, they say, is Lynn Hayes Freeland there? And you say, who's calling? Because you don't know if they're calling about a debt. What is the best way to approach your creditors at this point?
The most important thing that employees can remember is that they do have to reach out, contact their creditors, and let them know what's going on. Explain the situation to them. I mean, you can't, you know, live in this day and age without knowing what's happening with the furloughed employees. So it's important that each employee reaches out, let the creditor understand that they're not getting paid right now, and see what kind of assistance that they can offer in delaying some of their bills.
Now, if you are in that position and say you're now going to be 30 days late on a payment or whatever it is, or even say you were a little bit behind already and now you add this into it, are these things that will or could ultimately affect your credit score?
It ultimately could. It could show up on your credit report as a late payment. But it's our understanding that the creditors are working with the furloughed employees and helping them with some interest rate reductions, some fee waivers. They understand the situation, but it's really important that the employee contact their creditor and let them know that they are being affected by this.
One of the things we've had a lot of callers call into the show, because obviously we've been talking about the shutdown and how it's affecting people's paychecks for the last couple of weeks. And so many callers have called in and said, well, you should have a nest egg set aside for just such a situation. And I feel like that's almost like singing to the choir for those people who are in that position. But assuming there's a light at the end of this tunnel, what would you tell these workers about making sure they don't end up, again, with no money in the coffers?
Well, savings is a critical component of everybody's budget, and it really comes to light at times. You know, savings should be one of your top priority expenses. The old adage, pay yourself first, is true. So most experts recommend 3 to 6 months of living expenses set aside in an emergency fund. And the reality is most consumers don't have enough cash reserves to cover a bill of $400. But the important thing is to start somewhere, to start saving somewhere, even if it's maybe 1 month's rent or 1 month's mortgage payment. That gets you that much further ahead when situations like this arise.
And so then that's not as overwhelming as having 3 to 6 months set aside. If you say, you know, try to have the rent set aside for 1 month, that sounds to me like it's much more manageable.
Exactly. And most of us can look at our budget, track our expenses for 1 month's time, and find some extra areas where we can save and cut back on expenses. You know, it could be cutting out on one meal a week outside of the home. You know, most of us go out to eat at least once a week, and that could be for a family up to at least $50, if not more. So you do that once a week, cut that out, there's $200 in your monthly budget right there.
And you do have to make sacrifices. Before we let you go, Heather Murray, the manager of Community Programs for Advantage Credit Counseling Services. Again, I just want you to stress the need to communicate with your creditors if you're in this situation.
Exactly. And as I said, the creditors understand what's happening, but they might not know that you're affected. They might only think, oh, well, she's missed a payment because, you know, she's just not prioritizing that expense this month. So it's really critical to reach out to your creditors to let them know what's happening with your monthly budget, how you're affected, and what your plan is going forward.
Excellent. Heather Murray, Manager of Community Programs for Advantage Credit Counseling Services. Thanks so much. Good information. And sometimes you just got to bite the bullet and make that call, even though it's an awkward call to have to make. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Have a good day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.